creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
All right.
And I make a mean mushroom cap. But I'm just drunk enough and trying to get myself back in the holiday spirit. So I know I'm sobered up at this point. So I'm start making them. I pour myself another glass of that eggnog and I'm finishing off the bottle.
That's all she
And
wrote.
I put on the big fatty holiday extravaganza, yay, which was fabulous. And I'm cooking as Big Fatty is doing his whole Christmas stuff for me. And that was lovely. I finished the mushrooms. I'm still like, I don't want to go anywhere. And I went and I said, I'm going to be cheerful and stupid and tolerate my father.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just drunk enough and trying to get myself back in the holiday spirit.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1533 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of December 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty, how can you have nothing? Hello, Cremolitis. Big Fatty, we all know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're... Oh, y'all, that tree is going up in flame. Yes, Big Fatty. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's last hump day of work for 2013. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, yes. So, y'all, one thing I do want to tell you about, I just remembered, Big Fatty, I knew you'd come up with something. Well, I got 20 minutes from him. Yes, Big Fatty. The Grin Doctor. I know some of you use the dating sites, and the Grin Doctor, of course, is one of them. And there are two versions of the Grin Doctor. It's the regular white trash version, Big Fatty, and then there's a Grin Doctor Extra. And y'all, I had a little notification thing that I had a message, and y'all, I kept going and looking, and I couldn't find the message, and I thought, well, maybe someone sent me a message by mistake and then blocked me, and then I couldn't see the message or something. But anyway, the the indicator kept saying that I had a message. Oh, y'all, that is fried scrimps. And so I said, well, okay, well, it was just, it's not the end of the world. It's a first world problem. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I said, well, maybe I'll just delete the application off the cellular telephonic device. And then I'll just reinstall it. So I deleted it off. And y'all, then I went over to the app store, and y'all, I hit download, and y'all, I had hit the Grin Doctor Extra, and that costs money every month. And I said, well, poop. Yes, Big Fatty, well, poop indeed. So then I downloaded the regular Grin Doctor, and y'all, I fired up the regular Grin Doctor, and y'all, then there was my picture there, but it was showing me online as a blank picture, and I went, well, why is it creating a new account for me? This just doesn't make any sense. And so I piddled around with it a little bit, and finally I just got frustrated. And I deleted that off the cellular telephonic device, and y'all. So I fired up the Grin Doctor Extra, and y'all, there was Big Fatty's picture. It was in the right position and everything, and it wasn't asking me for my credit card, my charger plate, no. And y'all, I've just been enjoying the benefits of the. The Grin Doctor Extra. Now, who knows? I may get a rude awakening in the Americans Express bill. Yes, Big Fatty, check those bills carefully during the holidays. You never know what might pop up on it. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, hump day, the 11th of December, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for someone very special, especially if you're in part of Pride 48 or on the Twitty, and y'all, it is none other. He's out there in that Washington state, y'all. It is none other than the Pooh Bear, Big Daddy. He's so sweet, and y'all, he's out there. I believe it's the Everett, Washington, but y'all, he is on the Twitty, and he's just he always speaks to Big Daddy, and I always respond, "Howdy do, Mr. Pooh, Big Daddy." That almost sounds vulgar. And so, y'all, if you see old Pooh Bear on the Twitty today, I don't know if he's on the Face Space or not, because you know Big Fatty's not on there. No, Big Fatty. And so wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that his lovely wife Piglet makes him a honey cake.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind.
Nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it's been a while since we've been down here in the Fat Cave, but y'all, as you know, last Sunday was the finale of the big run. And y'all, of course, Big Fatty was exactly wrong. The Afghanimals were the first ones to be thrown off. They didn't even make it to the final three. And y'all, all I gotta say is I wasn't real excited about any of those three couples in the finals, but I really did not want the Doctors to win, and I did not want that woman with the pink hair to win. And I know they're gonna discuss this for right day night on the Pink Wingnuts Garage Little Show, but I'm not gonna be there. But I guess of those three, I was pleased with the outcome. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, we are coming to the end of lots of a little show, season finales, if you will. And y'all, later tonight is of course the Survivor. And y'all, it's regular time later on tonight. At what time does that come on? 8:00 p.m. in the evening, Eastern. And y'all, then this coming Sunday night. The 15th is the season finale of the Survivor, and y'all, that's usually a two-hour little show, and then they usually have a reunion show and they do a little preview of what the next Survivor is going to be. Speaking of previews, on the Big Run, they previewed the next season of that, and y'all, it's gonna be an all-star season, y'all. And they show that that Brinchel, and y'all, if that Brinchel is on, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. No, Big Fatty, you're not gonna be a Survivor, that's for damn sure. But y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about is a little show I saw last season. It starts on the 2th of January. Y'all, by the way, that's the Orange Hats, a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big, very lovely. And y'all, it's called The Taste. And y'all, it's not a bad little show. Anyway, if you're looking for some things to start watching, that I know that one starts. And y'all, that Bachelor. The Bachelor is, and his name is Juan. And y'all, they're saying the new season starts in January. Betty, that's just silly. And y'all, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about today is that Glee. Do you watch the Glee? I know that mock from the It's All About Jeremy, a little show, loves the Glee. And I know a lot of you have just said to hell with it. And but y'all, the Crema episode they just had on, y'all, it was kind of outside the box. It was previously unaired because the Fox people were a little uncertain about it. And y'all, I can see why. It was just kind of outside the box is all I got to say. But y'all, I've noticed a trend. I've noticed a trend on the Glee, and y'all, you know that the character that has the big puffy lips and the blonde hair, I think his name is Sam Evans or something like that. I don't know what his character's name is, but anyway, y'all, I'm oftentimes confused with him. You know, I'm sure people just you know, a quick glance and it's like, oh, look, it's Big Fatty. Oh no, that's Sam from Glee. But y'all, he's been running around with his shirt off, and y'all, he's looking to have a career as a stripper, not a stripper, a male model. He's been a stripper before, so y'all, if you enjoy, yes, Big Fatty, we know if you enjoy seeing a pretty boy with his naked boy shirt off, then go over there and watch the Glee. Yes. Yeah, I see y'all, we've got a couple of other posts over here at Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, these are the last two that I've got over here, so y'all, if you spot Big Fatty while you're out doing your Crema shopping, please send a picture over there to that Spot and Crazy, and I know he's got one waiting on him. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, that Peter G seems to be spotting Big Fatty whenever he's playing his Crema music. It says Berg Fatty's singing his latest Crema tune, and y'all, it's Big Fatty as Dominic the Donkey. Big Fatty, you're making an ass of yourself. Well, that's what donkeys do. And y'all, that Trucker Alex. Y'all, I don't know what the hell this is. It looks like a giant pig. It says, oh, dear God. It was just standing in a field by the intertubes in Peoria, Illinois. Oh, the sounds it made. And y'all, it is a big old fat. It looks like a big old fat pig with moobs, and there's Big Fatty. It looks just like you with four legs, is what it looks like. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, I've got something from old Digger. You know Digger up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, it must be colder than a witch's tit. I saw it was 1 degree on two. I say Tuesday morning. Y'all, it's turning cold down here in South Kakalaki, too. But y'all, he's got the senior citizens texting code. Big Fatty, you don't like to do the testimonials. but y'all, ATD. You know what that is for the senior citizens? At the doctors. Do you know what BFF is? Best friend fell. BTW, Big Fatty, this is a good one. Bring the wheelchair. BYOT, bring your own teeth. FWIW, I forgot where I was. GGPBL, gotta go pacemaker battery low. GHA, got hot born again. IMHO, is my hearing aid on? OMMR, on my massage recliner. OMSG, oh my, sorry, gas. Big Fatty, you need to use that one with more regularity. ACGU, rolling on floor and can't get up. And y'all, the last one here is TTYL, talk to you louder, Big Fatty. Those are good ones. Dicker did good. He gets a squeaky kitty. Y'all, I've gotten lots of nice comments about the Crema music, and I'm glad so many of you are enjoying it. In fact, y'all, Moose P bought yesterday's song, so y'all, maybe you'll want to buy today's. It's Crema time, and Big Fatty's got some old-fashioned Crema music that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or maybe not at all. So sit back and enjoy. And y'all, today's Crema music is by old Blue Eyes himself. Y'all, it's Frank Sinatra singing Crema Dreaming. Yes, Big Fatty.
I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. No sign of snow around, and yet I go around hearing jingle bells ringing in my ear. Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year.
Dick Essie, y'all, did you enjoy that? Big Fatty likes that one. I like the strings. Yes, Big Fatty, the strings. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Joey Bukkake and Wendy the Naughty Nanny. Y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty's Crema Spectacular, and y'all, I'm happy to report that I'm busily at work on the 2013 Crema Spectacular, and y'all, I'm going to give you a little hint. The hint is going to be Crema Past. Big Fatty, that sounds like a old standard. Joey Bukkake, what makes you get you through was some Crema Past?
I'm just drunk enough and trying to get myself back in the holiday spirit.
Oh, the best way to spend the holidays, drunk.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.